When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So Riggins is just looking at videos, and it was at Texas Rain at the ballpark at Arlington or whatever it's called now, and somebody dropped a big old weenie on somebody's head.
Yeah, so, yeah. They have the longest.
That's a way to start the show.
Dropped a weenie on her head.
Welcome to the Ace and TJ Show on K104.7. Here's the weenie story.
Yeah, it's devastating.
And they were doing it because are they an influence? Is it an influencer or just somebody? Excuse me, just somebody trying to put something on their own Instagram thing for fun.
They are an influencer, but they wanted to show the Rangers have the longest hot dog in the MLB.
Yeah.
It's a 2 foot long wiener.
Mm-hmm.
And
2 feet.
A two feet long wiener, and it comes in its own little carrying case, like cardboard carrying case, chili cheese, all the fixings on top of it, and they're showing it off for the camera in at their seat, and that cardboard handle snaps and it falls down on top of a guy in front of them. So devastating way to lose your wiener.
Now, when you see all these people who are quote unquote influencers, and they're the ones that are trying the food all the time. We talk about this because I'm blown away by it most of the time. We talk about it a lot on TJ's podcast. But I watched one yesterday. The guy was at the Orioles ballpark. Is it still called Camden Yards?
I think so, yeah. Okay. It's something at Camden Yards.
And he was talking about these two things. It's almost like he's an influencer of trying ballpark food. And he had one that was a foot long that had all kinds of crap on it. And then there was another one that had crab meat and stuff like that on it. But when you look at these people who do this sort of thing with food, eating it in the car, and today I'm going to try the new dipping sticks or whatever from Subway and things like that. What group do you think they were in high school? You know what I mean? The social groups. Do you think most of those people who do that were, you know, in the cool crowd? Were they the jocks? Were they the nerds?
That's tough to say. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who becomes the influencer?
Well, it's that specific type of influencer that's going to sit and eat in front of the camera and give you this dissertation about the flavors that are stacked in a foot long hot dog at a ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
With chili and shit running all over their mouths.
Sports nerds, I would think.
Yeah.
But
the ballpark ones, yeah.
Yeah.
The statisticians and things like that end up being sports reporters or commentators.
Yeah.
Or play by play. I mean, like those.
I don't know why I think that. It just seems like they're.
Yeah. And that's what they look like usually. They don't look like athletes, former athletes and whatnot. But I'm just wondering that mindset of. You know, the person that finds themselves being an adult and says, yes, that's the career path I want to take. I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I think a lot of people are doing well at that and they love it and all that. But, and it's hard for me to say because I was pretty much in, some part of me was in every group in high school because, you know, I'm so well-rounded and sweet to everybody.
Sure.
I was welcomed in all groups.
And that's really the point of the story, isn't it?
Yeah. No, but I don't see them being cool. That's the thing.
Oh.
I don't see most of these people eating in their cars and at ballparks and things like that as being, and I don't mean cool as in I wouldn't want to hang out with them. I mean like cool as in the high school groups of cool people.
I have a different theory that just hit me. I think they're in the band.
Yeah.
They might've been in the band because they probably have an instrument that they can play very well, but there's really no space for that. But they like to be active and be entertained and be in some form of entertaining people performing. And that's just the path they've chosen.
Yeah. That makes sense. Other than that little Canadian girl, Riggins, that can eat a Big Mac in two bites or one bite or whatever, how many, what percentage of these people eating food in their cars and all of that would be considered attractive, do you think?
Percentage-wise? Oh, that's tough to say. The ones I follow, it's 100% attractive. Really? Yeah, Steph Pappas, oh my gosh, that girl is crazy.
And she's a food in the car person?
Yeah, that's all she does.
Reviewing food in the car?
Yes. I would disown my family.
She is
pretty. Yeah, the ones that.
Oh, she is very attractive.
The ones that do it in the ballparks and stuff are the opposite. the ones I've seen.
I'm a ballpark food reviewer.
But that, and so is this one that you're talking about now, is she prettier than the Canadian one that can eat a Big Mac in one bite?
Kind of have similar looks, but yeah, I find her more even.
Hi, attractive. Guys. Welcome back to.
Oh, sorry. It's her. Yeah, that's her. That's my girl.
Hi, guys.
She's trying Chipotle menu items she's never tried before.
Yeah.
1.48 million subscribers. Yeah. And she just eats in her car.
Yeah. Oh, see her testing out a weenie. How old is she?
Mid-20s, late 20s maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, the part of that stuff that bothers me in watching those videos is knowing that a lot of times they're getting stuff all over their car and and the fact that they're sitting in the passenger seat, so the car is just the set. It's not even like they're not in the parking lot of the restaurant they just left and things like that. You know, what do they call that? Continuity. Yeah, they don't do the right continuity. But if you are attractive, I would bet, men or women, I would bet that if you do that kind of stuff, eating and being messy with your eating and all that, you get a chance to be, you're probably more successful in that medium. You know, but all you got to do is be a good looking woman and you can go on social media and do any kind of influencing that you want.
Yeah.
And you're going to probably get a good following.
Yeah. We want to see pretty things on the internet. Mm-hmm. No uggos. Sorry. It's not for you.
But women aren't the same way, right? With guys.
Yeah,
it's a good looking guy and he's just doing something stupid or he's not. You know, he's not really bringing content that's good. They won't look at him and follow him anyway, will they?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. They love that guy that, you know, we're just splitting logs.
Yeah, but he was super good looking, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh. But he is splitting logs.
There's that. And they seem to love that guy that, you know, goes out in the field and finds, you know, watermelons and stuff.
Spits on him. And spits on,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's do they wild. Like that guy that says, hey, buddy? And he lives off the grid. His name's something Hawk.
I don't know.
He lives out. And
I don't know who you're talking about.
And he'll go, hey, buddy. He's like really, really nice. But I don't know. Let me see. If his name is, well, he's got a cookbook called Old Time Hawky. So maybe that's his name, Old Time Hawky. Like H-A-W-K-E-Y.
I think it is Old Time Hawky. Yeah.
Never heard of him. I don't know.
And he lives out in the wilderness and stuff.
He's Canadian, though.
Yeah, I could tell he was kind of. I thought Canadian or Michigan or.
Do we count that? They're Canadian.
No, there are no attractive Canadian men. So no, I wouldn't count that.
Yeah, he's definitely from that area because in his profile picture he's wearing a hockey helmet.
Oh,
that's the only place they do that.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
He's got a killer mustache, though.
Yeah, he does. And them,
hell yeah, dude.
Them thick ass womb broom. That's what they're called.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.